You're tuned into Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? We are here this morning, Praise 107.9, having a good time. I am excited. We have a guest with us today. First of all, you remember Melinda Rackley of Rack City Inspiration. She's been hanging out and helping out. And today I heard that she is a staple in the show. So without her, I guess we can't be successful no more.
Hey, y'all.
and we have one of our sponsors over the month of October. She is here. You've heard us talking about her, Miss Chocolate Fee. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
You know, she's a poet. And we are having, well, she's having an amazing show. That we're going to talk a little bit about actually tonight at 5:30. And so we're going to have fun there. And always remember that, you know, the entire show is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company. What we do is teach people how to have and enjoy life in every area. We have resources. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. We can help you get it accomplished. Also sponsored by Rack City Inspiration. Just one of the most amazing companies that I've ever seen, especially when it comes to writing. Melinda can take your book idea and make it masterful gold.
Yes, I can.
And it's just what she does. And so, and then again, we have Miss Chocolate Fee, who is here. She's been sponsoring the show all month long, and we've been running commercials for her, and we're excited to have her. She has a great, great story, and she's going to share a little bit about that. As we get moving forward. So you guys know what we always talk about is it's money. And, you know, the name of the show is Financing Your Future. And that's really been the theme of all the help we've been able to offer people. We've got a lot of new clients. We actually are working with a few people that we, you know, we wanted to find two or three people to work with for the year, and we were going to do it for free, and we found two of them. So if you are interested, give us a call, 904-533-6154, and we might be able to work with you. But, yeah, it's financing your future, and it doesn't just mean the investment stuff. It doesn't just mean your job. You got to look at your future. It's a strategy that you must employ strategies to finance your future. And sometimes that means you have to earn a little bit more money. Sometimes that means you may have to cut back some spending. Sometimes that means you have to look at your retirement and start to not be afraid to invest your money and invest it wisely. Sometimes that means starting that business that you wanted to start. But at every rate, you got to get to a point where you realize that my future is important and I have to finance my future. And not only my future, but I have to finance the future of my grandchildren. God said that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And what that means is your mom was supposed to make sure that your child was taken care of. My mom was supposed to make sure that my child was taken care of, and it's my job. I tease my sons all the time. I said, man, what I'm working my butt off right now to build, son, I said, unfortunately, it's not for you. I said, it's for your children. And so, you know, you want to get to a point where you realize the future is very, very important, and you want to only be eating the portion that you're supposed to be eating. So, nevertheless, we've been... Oh, and the number up here. Give us a call, 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And as usual, you can call us and let us know what you think. You can call us and ask questions. I would hope that you would. And I'll do a little rant real quick. Ask for help, man. Last week, we had a guy call in. I talked to this guy on the phone, an amazing dude. And I was so proud of him for saying, hey, we're living check to check, and I just don't know how to get out of that. I need some help. The guy is smart. He's extremely wise. He's an excitable gentleman. His personality was great. So it doesn't mean that he is less than anybody. I think that, you know, my friends will tell you what I tell people all the time is this. The most intelligent people are the people who say, hey, can you help me out? It's the people who think they're smart who are not that bright. We actually do have a caller real quick. Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, basically, my name is Nishan Nix. I love your topic for today, financing your future. And I had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And my vision is to see our economy thriving and to see our citizens thriving here in Jacksonville. However, we have a very large portion of individuals who are making what you'll call they're underemployed.
Yes.
Okay? And 32206 specifically has one of the lowest earning household incomes in the city of Jacksonville, which is roughly around $9,000 a year.
I gotcha.
And like I said,
the question is,
how do we take someone, I would say, in some of our most severe states and get them to the point to where you're talking about? What are your recommendations?
Well, I would first recommend that they give me a call at the office, 904-533-6154. But in general, what I would tell them is, you know, first, kind of like what we've been talking about, first sit down and see where you are. It's not enough to just say, I only make $9,000 a year or $10,000 a year and I'm underemployed and we just can't afford nothing. That's not enough to just say that. You have to be able to say, okay, where am I? Out of this $10,000 a year, how much is going out? And if I don't care if you're making $100,000 a year, if you don't know how much is going out, if you don't know your debt to income ratio, we can't even start creating a plan and a strategy. We don't know if you need to start a business. We don't know if we need to cut down on your spending. We don't know if you need to get a second job. We don't know where you are, and you got to know where you are.
And also, what I recommend is when we talk about bigger problems like this, of course, we know we can't solve it in a day or an hour or a week. What you should start by doing is asking yourself, what can I do about this problem? Because we all can do something to eat away at a problem. So that could be you can create a small job that can create big jobs and just continue to build out from there. Because this is, you know, something that you brought up. It's really a big issue and we have to do more together. So first ask yourself, what can I do about this problem? And start. Don't think that your idea is too small or too big. Just start. Build a team and start tackling, you know, the smaller pieces just for the overall puzzle to work out.
Right. And I'm glad you said that, because while you were talking, what it brought to mind was this. You know, I used to be extremely, extremely, quote unquote, poor. And I didn't make, you know, I don't have a degree. I went to the Navy because I needed a job I couldn't get fired from. So I'm saying that, like, that was really why I went to the Navy, because my life was screwed up. And what I had to grasp a revelation of in light of the fact that there's a lot of disparity in certain communities financially. We know this. But I had to decide to look at myself and my money. Not look at myself for my own self-worth, but I had to decide to say, okay, Joseph, really what I'm saying, what kind of money do you have coming? How much do you make, sir? And I had to look at that. And I said to myself, okay, now how much is going out? And I started doing that every single month with every single paycheck. And slowly but surely, I started to ask the right people for help. And as I started asking the right people for help, and I'm asking my government for help. I don't even want to get into that. But I asked my neighbor for help, who I saw driving a nicer car than mine. I asked somebody at church for help, who I saw who always seemed to have money. And so I began to ask the right people for help. And at that time only, when I accepted responsibility for my outcome, was I able to say, okay, you don't make enough money, nowhere near enough money to live. And this is what you need to do about it. But that's what I would say. Like she said, what can we do about the problem? But what's the problem? You may not know what the problem is. Are you making too little? Is your expenses too high? If you don't first sit down and see where you are, what's coming in, what's going out, and the difference between the two, there's no way we can start to even create an answer, because we don't know what the problem is. Does that make sense?
Joseph, if I can chime in just quickly, something that I did as far as even bringing lunch to work.
Okay.
You can save $50 just by bringing your lunch.
Right.
Breakfast, I poured my milk in an empty water bottle after I got finished drinking that, so I didn't have to buy breakfast. So it is looking at yourself, seeing where you can cut back, because not to be cliche, but God does give us everything that we need.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And even what you just said, doing all that stuff, still doing all that stuff is one answer to the problem. But until we can know exactly where we are financially, because I know a lot of people who bring their lunches. I know a lot of people who live in the that place. You know what I'm saying? Of cutting back and doing stuff, but they have no plan to move forward because they don't literally know where they are. Nishan, what was the last thing you were going to say?
Love the part. The two things that I take away is the team building, and then I think the team building is that was like brilliant. And then, like as you also talked about, is reaching out to other folks to see how did they acquire their success. I think that's great, and I also think that's cultural because in certain communities, you don't want everybody in your business, and you don't want them to know how bad you're struggling because. Like I said, it's not something that you polarize, you know what I mean? So
right.
I think the team building is huge. And then being able to see where the problems are to where when you identify, I like the small groups, not small groups, the small jobs. Like now when I look at small jobs, I think of, okay, well, maybe I can do a little part-time cleaning here or a temporary assignment here until I get my budget where I need to be. I think you all guys get some great nuggets, and I just thank you for all that insight. I really appreciate all that insight.
Gotcha. No problem. We appreciate the call, man. You have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you later.
I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the segment.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye now.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call, 904-533-6154, or you can visit our website, www.harvestgroupinstitute.com, a Bible-based training company. And if you would like to give us a call in the radio station today, please do so. The number is 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we'll move forward real fast. So we talked about last week, getting to know your debt-to-income ratio. We told your husband, wife, sit down together. Where am I? What do I need to do? What do I need to change? And then on that note, I want to ask Chocolate something. I've watched you over the last few months, I would say. I met you a few months ago. And when I met you, you were a poet. You were, you know, doing your thing, trying to get in shows here and there or whatever. But now when I see you, I see a businesswoman. I see somebody who has owned who she is and is strategically creating a space for, you know, to build your financial independence. Can you tell me what was your process when you sat down and said for yourself, hey, where am I and what do I need to do? How'd you get there?
Well, first I decided that I am not just a poet.
Right.
I stopped using just and I started saying and. Because just limits you.
Uh-huh.
And it's endless possibilities.
Absolutely.
I also started surrounding myself with like-minded individuals.
Right.
So if I wanted to be and, I had to surround myself with people who had that same mindset.
So what helped you get there, though? What was come to Jesus moment, if you will?
A vision and strategy meeting, and that's where you and I actually met.
That's where, okay, yeah, the event that we did.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
yes.
I spoke so masterfully there. Thank you very much.
But that's where I met you and Melinda.
Okay.
And it was a couple of key things that you said that really touched me. And really, it's investing in yourself.
Yeah.
And I decided at that moment what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. And
okay.
From then on out, God has just opened doors.
And I'm you know, even you say investing in yourself. That's
yeah.
One of my biggest things. And we talk about it here on the show that people are afraid to invest. They're number one, they're afraid to invest their money. You know, they use the excuse that I don't want, what if I lose my money? But the reality is they're losing their money every day when they buy that coffee at Starbucks.
Right.
When they spend frivolously, they're losing money with no fear.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about investing, they're afraid of that. And then now when you talk about the idea of investing in oneself, I watch people say, I'm going to start a business I just want to be a better guy. I'm tired of where I am. I want to be better. And I'll say, you know what you probably need to do? You might need to go to one of those seminars. It's only $29. It's only $30, only $50. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not. And it's like, invest in yourself. How do you think you're going to change and get better if you don't want to invest in yourself?
Exactly. And I always say also a positive mindset produces positive results.
Yeah.
So I do believe in investing in myself. So that meant from management. That also meant investing in myself regarding my craft.
Right, right. And I like you said, you got to invest in yourself regarding your craft. If you're going to do something then do it. If you want to change, then change.
And that was a good nugget that you just said in management. So a lot of us think that we can manage ourselves as we are learning our gift. But that's, you know, that's a little debatable. Sometimes we need someone to help us to manage what we're doing so that we can fully grow into the butterfly that we want to become.
Exactly. Right.
So that's a good thing. As we're investing in ourselves, get a good manager or someone who can work with you. That's very good.
Probably the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in a meeting literally yesterday at the River Club downtown, and we were chatting about something similar. And what I was telling them, I said, "Dude, if you're working in it, you can't work on it. And if you're in it, if you're the person, you're the product because you're an artist, then you're in it, and you have to be in it because you're the product. So you need somebody that can look at you and work on it."
And you have to also be open to constructive criticism.
Don't be sensitive. Yeah.
Most people don't want a mentor. They don't want a coach. Mm-hmm. And even with finances, like what we were just talking about with Nishan, you have to say, "I can't do this. I am in it. I need somebody that can help me work on it." One of our sponsors for a lot of our events is a company called First Command Financial. They do amazing. They've helped hundreds and thousands of people from our seminars for free. And one of the things that I know about the guy who owns the financial group, he says, "Joseph, I don't even manage my own money." And he has enough money for several generations to never have to work again. He says, "I don't manage my own money. I have somebody else manage it. Even though I got a lot of it, I'm still in it. And my emotions are involved." He said, I'm watching the market. I'm worried. He says, "So I can't manage my own money. I let somebody else who I trust do that." You know, so go ahead.
And I just want to remind you all to give us a call in today at the radio station. The number is 904-296-2251. And I also want to invite you to join us at the 3rd Annual Harvest Group Institute Bible Conference. The theme this year is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. So that conference is going to be November 10th, and that is at 9 a.m. Joseph, do you have the location for that conference?
8300 Merrill Road.
All right, 8300 Merrill Road. It is free, so please join us that day. We'll have a lot of great information for you. Again, the number that you can call just to connect with us at Harvest Group Institute is 904-533-6154. And give us a call here at the radio station, 904-296-2251. We have Miss Chocolate Fee here. She's having a wonderful event tonight. We would love to see you. So, Miss Chocolate, give us a little bit about your event tonight.
Well, Tolbert Management presents From Pain to Purpose. And I am so excited. It will be held at Two Saints Restaurant on 8968 103rd. And you will definitely leave changed. There will be self-esteem, awareness, spoken word. There will be networking and the wonderful food of Two Saints. I will share with you how I made it from pain to purpose. I will connect the dots. I want to connect with you. Come out and see me. I really want to connect with you. Doors open at 5:30 for photo ops. Show will start promptly at 6. I would also like to thank all of my sponsors, Land Coaching and More, Jacksonville Choice Events, Harvest Group Institute, Rack City Inspiration, DK and Associates, Graceful Lawn and Hauling Services, and Nora Distinct Designs. I do apologize. I want everyone to realize that God has a purpose in your life. My mantra is, as long as I have a pulse, I have a purpose. You should not give up on your dreams. Dream big. Your wildest dreams, whatever your wildest dreams are, dream bigger. And that's where God will meet you. I look forward to seeing you all tonight.
All right, all right. So, Joseph, now take us back here. So what are the places that we can be in our money as we are doing what Ms. Chocolate said, changing our thinking to change our life and to kind of hone in on our talents and abilities to make more money? Tell us what's next. Where do we, once we realize, okay, I can write, what do we do next? How do we get to that point of making our talents work for us and earn us income?
Well, I would say the first thing, the very, very first thing to do is find somebody to help you. Especially if you've never owned a business before, you got to get to a point where you realize, I don't know what I'm doing. You can only create what you know how to create.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever is in you, that's the only thing that can come out. And I, still talking about investing in yourself and having somebody help you, I think one of the hardest things for people to realize is I got to ask somebody for help.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be able to say, I don't know what to do. I can make cakes, but I don't know how to sell them. We have a client right now, one of my newest clients. We've been working with her finances. She makes cakes. I said, hey, make some cakes. And I gave her accountability. I said, this month, I need you to sell 3 cakes. And she's already up to, I think she said, like 5. Hmm. But we meet once a week. We sit down. We go over what's going on. We deal with her money. We deal with her strategy for her business. She's not trying to do it alone anymore. I don't live my life alone. You know, I know that you don't. You have mentors,
right?
That's what you got to do. You know what your talent is. You know, after you sit down with your spouse and say, "Hey, this is where we are. This is what's coming in. This is what's going out. This is our debt to income ratio," and you look at each other like, "Okay, baby, now we know we ain't got enough money. What do we do now?"
Mm-hmm,
Find
mm-hmm.
somebody you can ask help for. You know, that's what we're here for. Yeah. Is to get, you can help access for your help. 904-533-6154, or even just call us and ask for a quick help real quick, 904-296-2251. But that's it right there, Melinda, is I cut grass, I do this, I do that, I need more money, I don't know what to do, how do I grow this thing? You got to find somebody that you can ask for help, and you can't be afraid.
There's a saying that I love, and I'm glad that you said that, is if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with someone. So
I like that.
You know, that'll go with your money. If you want your money to really work for you and stretch, then you have to have a team that's going to help you, to teach you how to invest. I think that's something for me. When I first started my business, I didn't know what to do. And a lot of people, just like the caller earlier said, it's culturally, we don't want to say, you know, I don't know what to do, or we don't want people to know that we're struggling or what's going on.
Right.
So you can't be ashamed to open your mouth and say, I don't know what I'm doing, or I want to start this business and I just don't know, you know, how it works. So again, we want to hear from you today on the show, 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. And Miss Chocolate has a ticket that she's going to give away. So if you want to come to the show tonight, did y'all just hear me? I sounded good, didn't I?
You can see it. So if you want that ticket, you got to call in and ask a question. You cannot call in and ask for the ticket.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. We want to hear, how did you build your team? Tell us, you know, what did you do? Give us some information that we can share with others today, or just ask us, what do I do? What's my next step? So
right.
Give us a call, 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251.
So what happens after you determine where you are? You have to get a plan together. And, you know, without that help, you can't get a plan. Because I know when you got your management company, Tarbert Management Agency, my little brother, doing a fine job. He is younger than me, and so I'm the cutest one. He looks a little bit like me, and I tell him to say thank God for it, you know. But no, Tarbert Management Agency is the deal. I watch what he's doing with these guys, and he's doing some amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because really, once you sit down with your spouse or your wife or your husband and determine where we are financially, at that point, you have to create a plan.
Yes.
And the only way to create a plan is to know what to do from there. And watching you, Chocolate, when you decided, okay, I heard Joseph say something I had never heard before. I got to invest in myself. And you started to do that. You started to look at where you were and what you wanted to do. But then you said, okay, now I got to have a plan for this. Now I don't know how to do it. So you went and got a management agency to help you create that plan. What did that do for you, I would say, in your confidence and in your emotions? Because I know some people are just afraid to ask for help, and they don't want to do what another grown-up tells them to do.
Right.
You know, so was that hard for you?
It wasn't hard because I wrote my vision down.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I wanted to do. You have to also step away from family because sometimes family will stroke your ego.
Oh, so, you're great. And you're not really that great.
Yeah, exactly. So once I signed on with Tolbert Management, I told myself in my mind where I wanted to go. What Tolbert Management did for me is they took my vision and enhanced it. They took my brand and enhanced it. They did not change me. They enhanced my brand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if people could only see where I was and where I am now, they would know Tolbert Management.
I believe that they probably can see it. Because I can see it.
Yes.
And I'm glad what you said. They didn't change it. They enhanced
it.
You know, I just thinking about, there's a lady named Michelle that we've been working with, and she's doing a fine job. And just like what Nassim was talking about, her finances are not in any way, shape, or form out of control. Like, she barely has enough. But we're sitting down, and we've creating plans and what her plans are. And we're not changing her. We're taking what she already has and enhancing what she has and giving her strategies for what her plan, like that's her plan, but we're just giving her the strategies to execute what her goal is.
Exactly. You know? I want people to also know it takes a team. So when they see Chocolate Fee, there are a lot of
they got to know that there's people behind you making sure it happens. And I'm glad you said that because I see a lot of people, they, especially when the money, they look at people with money and they say, I want money too. Oh, you got a company? I'm going to get a company too.
Yeah.
And they just run out. And it's kind of like watching a kid run across the street without looking both ways, right. Not realizing that it's something else going on here. You can't just run across the street. There's other pieces that you got to watch out for. And I watch them, you know, even me, I'm I make a lot of mistakes. And people look at me like, if he can do it, I can do it. And they just run across the street. I'm like, no, you don't get it. I have a lot of people around me that make sure I do it the right way. I have mentors that say, Joseph, don't you do that. Right. I have people that say, don't do that with your money. Don't do that with this. Don't work with that person. And I listen to them.
And that's a key point, listening and not allowing anyone to treat your brand like a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what people will do. So again, so once you figure out where we are, and then you say, okay, now we need a plan. And again, ladies and gentlemen, very, very few people can create that plan on their own. Einstein said the mind that created the problem cannot be the mind that fixes the problem. And if you think about the revelation that has within it, that's a powerful concept. Because I look at myself and say, okay, Joseph, you broke it. You can't be the one to fix it. You got to go get some help to fix this thing. And so creating that plan, finding somebody that can help you with the plan. And then the last part is, Melinda loves this verse, you know, pressing toward the mark. Pressing toward the mark. And she loves that verse. She talks about it all the time. So now that you determine where you are, and then you figure out, okay, I need a plan. I can't create the plan. I need a mentor to help me design that plan. What helps you press toward that mark is the person who around you who helps create that accountability. You know, hey, did you do it? Let me see. Show me. Let me look at it. Like when I deal with my guys, I said, let me see your bank account. Show me. I said, we were supposed to have $100 saved this week. Let me see it.
And that saying that you say, I hear you say it all the time.
People don't do what you expect. They do what you inspect.
Yes. I love that. And that's, you can use that in every area of your life.
Absolutely.
Every area. And, you know, little becomes much when you put it in the right hands. But even in the right hands, you still got to look at it and say, all right, let me just double check, make sure, because that's the whole checks and balances with life. That's how life works. You know, everybody needs checks and balances sometimes. No one's perfect. Not to say everybody messes up all the time, but, you know, we all have to
check
behind.
I mess up all the time.
Well, we shouldn't use the word all. Anyway, but, you know, give us a call here. The number is 904-296-2251. We would love to hear from you. We don't have that much time left, so go ahead and give us a call. We can answer your last questions, anything that's just burning inside of you that you want us to answer with you today. And connect with us at Harvest Group Institute. We are a Bible-based training company. www.harvestgroupinstitute.com, or you can give us a call at 904-533-6154. We would love to see you at the 3rd Annual Bible Conference. The theme this year is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It is November the 10th, and it starts at 10 a.m. It is completely free. You can't beat that. And the address is
8300 Merrill Road.
All right. We would love to see you there.
And don't forget Chocolate Fee, her poetry event from Pain into Purpose tonight at 5:30. If you want to hang out with her, get some pictures. Then the event starts at 6 o'clock. It's $15 tickets. There are no more VIPs.
Sold out.
There's only two tickets left.
Yes.
Period. So, there's only two tickets left for that $15. It's going to be a banging event. I'm excited about it. I'll be in the house just looking good and hanging out. I'm not doing nothing.
And anyone who calls in with a financial question, you will get a free ticket.
I mean, you guys, time is winding down. Tick-tock.
So Melinda will be there as well performing, doing her thing. Chocolate's going to be sharing a whole lot. I'm excited about it. And so, guys, don't forget, man, give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. And don't be afraid to say, I need help. I need somebody to help me with my money, to help me with my finances. I need something and somebody to help me change the direction of what I'm trying to accomplish in my household. Generational wealth and riches is super important. You got to want it. You got to make it happen. And so, you know, like usual, we appreciate your time and attention. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com.
Like our page, Facebook.
Like our page on Facebook.
Harvest Group Institute and Rack City, you know, Inspiration.
We love you. God bless you. Drive fast and take chances.
Bye.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.